Debugging is one of the most fundamental skills a developer must master. Whether you are writing your first lines of HTML or building a complex back-end application, you will encounter bugs. The ability to find and fix them methodically, without panicking, is what separates a productive developer from one who loses hours staring at a screen. This course introduces you to a structured, step-by-step debugging method that you can apply from day one and carry throughout your entire career. Before diving into the method itself, it is important to understand what a bug actually is. A bug is any behavior in your code that does not match what you expected. This can be a page that does not display correctly, a variable that holds the wrong value, a function that never executes, or a server that crashes unexpectedly. Bugs are not signs of incompetence. They are a normal, inevitable part of writing software. Even experienced developers spend a significant portion of their time debugging. The difference is that experienced developers have a reliable method to navigate through the problem. The step-by-step debugging method presented here has six clear phases: observe, reproduce, isolate, understand, fix, and verify. Each phase has a specific purpose and must not be skipped. Phase 1: observe the problem precisely. The first step is to observe exactly what is happening, without jumping to conclusions. When something goes wrong, your instinct might be to immediately start changing code. Resist that urge. Instead, take a moment to describe the problem as precisely as possible. Ask yourself, what did I expect to happen? What actually happened instead? Are there any error messages visible in the browser console, in the terminal, or in a log file? When did the problem first appear? After a specific change I made? For example, imagine you have an HTML page where clicking a button should display an alert message, but nothing happens. The observation is, the button click produces no visible effect and no error message in the console. That is already useful information. Always open your browser's developer tools, accessible in most browsers with the F12 key, and check the console tab. The console displays error messages with the file name and line number where the problem occurred. This is your first and most important source of information. Phase 2: reproduce the bug reliably. A bug you cannot reproduce consistently is much harder to fix. Before touching any code, make sure you can trigger the bug on demand. Try to identify the exact sequence of actions that leads to the problem. For example, the bug appears when I open the page on a mobile screen size, click the menu button, and then try to scroll down. This kind of precise reproduction scenario is called a reproduction case. The more precise your reproduction case, the easier the next steps become. If the bug is random or intermittent, take note of any conditions that seem to influence it: browser type, screen size, data entered by the user, network state, and so on. Intermittent bugs are often caused by timing issues, missing data, or environment differences. Phase 3: isolate the source of the problem. Once you can reproduce the bug reliably, your goal is to narrow down the location of the problem. This is called isolation. You want to go from a large, complex piece of code to the smallest possible piece of code that still produces the bug. A very effective technique for isolation is called binary search debugging. Instead of reading through every line of code from top to bottom, you pick a midpoint and ask, is the bug happening before or after this point? Then you keep having the search space until you find the exact line or block causing the issue. Another powerful isolation technique is to comment out portions of your code temporarily. If removing a block of code makes the bug disappear, that block is likely responsible. For example, if your CSS layout is broken, you might start by removing all custom styles and see if the layout fixes itself. Then you add your styles back one section at a time until the problem reappears. That last style you added is your suspect. In JavaScript, you can use console.log statements to print the values of variables at different points in your code. This technique is called print debugging or tracing. For example, if a function is supposed to receive a number and multiply it by 2, you can add console.log input at the start of the function to check whether the function is actually receiving what you think it is. If the value printed is undefined or null instead of a number, you know the problem is in how the function is being called, not in the multiplication logic itself. Phase 4: understand the root cause. Isolating the bug tells you where the problem is. Understanding it tells you why it exists. This step requires you to slow down and think critically. Do not just look for a quick fix, try to understand what is actually happening in the code. Common root causes of bugs for beginners include a variable that was never assigned a value, it is undefined, a function being called before it is defined or before the page has fully loaded, a typo in a variable name, a class name, or a file path, confusing how a programming concept works, for example, confusing the assignment operator equals with the equality comparison operator equals equals, a missing semicolon, bracket, or closing tag, a file or resource that was not correctly linked or was not committed to the Git repository. For example, If your JavaScript file is not running at all, a frequent cause is that the script tag in your HTML file links to the wrong file path, such as writing src:script/app.js, when the actual file is located at src:script/app.js. Note the missing S. The browser silently fails to load the file and no code runs. Checking the network tab in your browser developer tools will show you a 404 error for the file, revealing the problem immediately. Understanding the root cause also means reading error messages carefully. Error messages are not random text, they contain precise information about what went wrong. A message like uncaught reference error, my function is not defined, tells you that the name my function was used in your code but no function or variable by that name exists in the current scope. This is different from uncaught type error, my function is not a function, which tells you that something called my function does exist, but it is not a function, perhaps it is a number or a string. Phase 5. Apply a fix. Only after observing, reproducing, isolating, and understanding the problem should you write a fix. A fix applied without understanding the root cause is called a blind fix or a patch. Blind fixes are dangerous. They may appear to solve the problem while actually hiding it or introducing a new one. When applying a fix, change only one thing at a time. This is critical. If you change multiple things simultaneously, you will not know which change actually solved the problem, and you may accidentally introduce new bugs. Document what you changed and why, even if only in a comment in your code. This habit is especially valuable when you are working in a team or when you return to the code weeks later. For example, if you discover that a button is not working because you forgot to add an event listener in your JavaScript, the fix is simple. Add the event listener. Do not reorganize your entire file at the same time. Make the minimal necessary change and nothing else. Phase 6. Verify the fix and test adjacent behavior. After applying your fix, verify that the bug is gone by reproducing the original scenario that triggered it. But do not stop there. Also, test adjacent behaviors to make sure your fix did not break something else. For example, if you fix the button click issue by adding an event listener, also verify that other buttons on the page still work correctly, that the page still loads without errors in the console, and that the behavior is consistent across different browsers or screen sizes if relevant. This verification step is the foundation of a good testing mindset, which you will develop further when you learn about unit tests later in this course. Additional debugging habits and tools. Beyond the 6 phases, experienced developers cultivate several habits that make debugging faster and less stressful. Read the documentation. If you are unsure how a function, a property, or a tool works, consult the official documentation. Many bugs stem from using something incorrectly because of a misunderstanding of how it behaves. The Mozilla Developer Network, commonly known as MDN, is an excellent, reliable reference for HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Search for the error message. If you encounter an error message you do not understand, copy the exact text of the message and search for it online. The developer community is vast, and it is very likely that someone has encountered the same issue before. Forums like Stack Overflow contain thousands of answered questions about common bugs. Take a break. This sounds counterintuitive, but stepping away from the screen for a few minutes often leads to clarity. Your brain continues processing the problem in the background. Many developers report having their breakthrough insight after taking a short walk or switching tasks briefly. Ask for help effectively. When you need to ask a colleague or post a question online, provide what you expected, what actually happened, the exact error message, the relevant portion of your code, and what you have already tried. This structured request is often called a minimal reproducible example and dramatically increases the quality and speed of the help you will receive. Use version control as a safety net. Since you are already familiar with Git, remember that your commit history is a powerful debugging tool. If you introduced a bug after your last commit, you can compare the current state of your files with the last committed version using the git diff command to see exactly what changed. If necessary, you can temporarily return to a previous state using git checkout or git stash. Developer mindset around debugging. Debugging is not just a technical process, it also requires the right mindset. Frustration and self-doubt are natural reactions when code does not work, especially for beginners. But treating every bug as a puzzle to be solved, rather than a failure, transforms debugging into a learning opportunity. Every bug you successfully fix teaches you something new about how the technology works. Over time, you will begin to recognize patterns. Certain bugs appear over and over in specific contexts, and you will learn to identify them at a glance. This accumulated experience is one of the things that makes a senior developer faster than a junior developer, not that they write perfect code, but that they have seen more bugs and know how to navigate them efficiently. Approach debugging with curiosity, patience, and method. These 3 qualities, combined with the 6-phase process described in this course, will will serve you throughout your entire career as a full-stack web developer.